Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis.
Another benefit to studying prophecy that we find is in Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. If we understand the future and the coming again of Christ, we will respond to life spiritually, not fleshly. Let me say that one more time. If we understand the future and the coming again of Christ, we will respond to life spiritually, not fleshly. We will set our affection on things above because we know that is where Christ is and from where he will come to receive us to himself. Another benefit of studying prophecy is found in 1 Thessalonians 3, 12 through 13. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. If we are to stand blameless before him at his return, we must relate to one another in love during his absence. Our personal relationships are affected by a proper understanding of prophecy. The question that we should be asking is, what does love require? I know there are difficult people in our life that come in and out, and there are relationships that take work. But really, what does love require? For Christ, it required his death. What does love require for us today? Another benefit of prophecy we find in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. 2 Timothy exhorts pastors to preach the word. You know, Paul's writing this letter to Timothy, exhorting him to preach the word and do the ministry God has given in light of the return of Christ, at which time an account will have to be given for our works. The return of Christ affects our ministries. There should be an urgency to our ministries. The return of Christ is imminent. Hear what I'm saying. The return of Christ is imminent. Therefore, there should be an urgency in our ministries. But I want to ask you, is there an urgency today in our ministries? Are we working to evangelize this nation as if the rapture is imminent? Another benefit of studying prophecy is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more, so much the more, as you see the day approaching. These are really one of my favorite verses in the Bible, because it really tells us the importance of church. The closer we get to the day of Christ appearing, the closer we should be drawing ourselves together, and the more often. I know the pandemic has challenged that, but we should be assembling ourselves together all the more often, because the closer it is to Christ appearing. As the clouds darken in this world in the last days, every believer will need the church more than ever to remain strong. Another benefit of studying prophecy is found in James chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Living in the light of the Lord's return should bring patience, and therefore stability, to all that we do. As a farmer learns to wait patiently for his seed to bear fruit, so we wait patiently for the final harvest of God.
This has been Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis.